It's time for our Mountain City Coach Show with Coach Taylor Stanford. The Panthers coming off a loss last week to number one ranked Rockport Coach. 36-14 was the final score. Interesting ball game. Couldn't get Rockport stopped that first half. They scored, I think, on their first four possessions. But then we got to halftime. It becomes a different game, and you actually won the second half, I guess, on the scoreboard. That's one way of looking at it, maybe the positive way to look at it.
We made a few adjustments in the second half there. I was really proud of our guys, the way that we came out, and we still fought that second half. That's been something that's our guys have done a really good job of this entire season. Is we're battling in games, and it doesn't matter. We were down 30-0 at halftime, and we came out that second half, went on a 7.5-minute drive on offense, found the end zone, and then came out and just held them to 6 points for the entire second half. So that's really good by our guys coming out and fighting.
Yeah, it wasn't like they pulled the dogs off or anything either. I mean, they had the same kids in there all the way to the end. Quarterback Henry Smith, good night, passing the football. Yeah, the numbers were just incredible, 170-some yards, and I think we missed two or three passes on the night. Some of them were pretty impressive that he was able to get off.
That's one thing we've talked about this week. We got to give him more time back there so he can make some of the reads and not just throw the ball up there in the air and hope our guy makes a play on it. But he did a good job there Friday night for us, making some of those throws with a lot of pressure in his face.
Okay, now you got to settle something here between two old announcers that don't see very well anymore. Your first touchdown of the second half, you come out and you recover the kickoff. Our opinion was maybe it was a mishit and not maybe an intentional onside kick. Clear that up for me, would you?
That's a
secret.
After that touchdown, we kicked it deep, and it went out of bounds, and they elected to re-kick.
Right.
And that's kind of something that I've had a lot of my teams do.
Mm-hmm.
When teams do elect to re-kick those, then we go onside the next next time, and just try to catch a team off guard by that, and maybe get an extra possession. And our guys did a really good job of executing that.
They did. They really did. We were fooled. We couldn't tell by the kick. He said, did he miss hit that or did he onside kick it?
I think he did miss it a little bit where he wanted to hit it, but it still worked.
Yeah, whatever works. It doesn't matter if it's pretty. It's kind of like the football playoffs. You don't have to win by a certain amount. You just have to win by one, and it doesn't matter what it looks like getting there. So
that's true.
This week, home at Seglinski Field, you got to love that. As the first round of first round of the playoffs, first round of districts, you get a home game.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good job by our guys this season, working to be able to get that first round of home game there for us. It's always nice to play here in Mount City.
All right, tell me about North Andrew just a little bit. We'll talk more about it in the pregame show coming up Friday night, but tell me about North Andrew tonight, the opponent Friday night.
They're gonna do what they do. Not really gonna try to fool you much. They're gonna run the ball a lot, set up the play action passes off of that. It's very, very similar style wise to us. Just pound that rock, set up some play action. But they're really gonna rely on their offensive linemen to get some push up front.
All right, Coach, with that, we're going to call it good for the Coach's Show this week. We will talk to you Friday night in the pregame show and wish the Panthers good luck in round one.
Thanks, Sean.
That's our Mountain City Coach's Show for this week. We'll have the Panthers on Sunny 101.3 Friday night. It'll be a 6:40 pregame and a 7 o'clock kickoff on Sunny 101.3.